looking at the marketing that the creatives use in the county and then their entrepreneurship and their awareness of supports and that in the context of what we do. It gives us a further insight, like in particular when you look at the whole area of marketing and how they use marketing and the training requirements that they may need there, it will help us inform what we will offer to them and we would be suggesting to others might be offered to them. The other issue was a lot of them really don't have much experience in the whole area of financial management and financial supports and how to manage a business. It's critical, that whole area of awareness of how you make money and how you manage the money is one of the factors. So more insight as to what we should be offering or could be offering to them. Our approach now is we have three sector networks. So we have one on fine art, one on clothing and textiles, and one on digital and media. So it's just being aware of how we tweak things based on this kind of knowledge.
Given that the survey was conducted by final year marketing students at LYIT, does that give them the scope and them the chance to have some input into this conversation?
Yes, and well, when we were talking to them, when they presented their findings, we were saying, now, you know, you're graduating with a degree in marketing. Keep in mind that there, you now have access to 140, 150 creative entrepreneurs. You're now aware of them in the county. You're aware of their needs, so there may be an opportunity for you in the future to come back and offer services or employment or whatever. They were saying, from the point of view of themselves, it was a learning exercise that they, you know, that it created awareness among the students about a sector that they were unaware of was quite as large in the county and the diversity of that sector as well. So hopefully it was a good learning experience for them, I think, as well.